You know, we're in every school in Georgia. We have more than 200,000 educational resources available at gpb.org. A lot of people think, I go to GPB to watch TV, but in reality, more people come to our website for our educational materials than anything else.
Welcome to Lawmaker Spotlight. I'm Donna Lowry. Here you will find in-depth interviews with Georgia lawmakers and leaders on the issues driving the legislative session. These conversations go beyond the headlines to explore how decisions are made and what they mean for you and your community.
It was GPB Day at the Capitol. Community engagement all over the state is part of GPB's mission. We had the chance to spread the word about how essential GPB is to Georgia in so many ways. Georgia Public Broadcasting receives a portion of its funding from the state through the Georgia Public Telecommunications Commission. GPB reaches every corner of our state. Children joined us, and so did the ever-popular Daniel the Tiger. Now, if you're not familiar with him, Daniel helps children learn social skills necessary for school and for life. And he was very popular today. Tonight, we're taking a closer look at what that means for Georgia in the classrooms, during emergencies, and at the Capitol. We're joined by the president and CEO of Georgia Public Broadcasting, Bert Wesley Huffman. Bert is a Georgia native from Blue Ridge. He has been a fixture at GPB since 2014 as the company's first vice president for development and marketing. Welcome to Lawmakers. It's your first time on this set.
Took me 12 years to get here,
Donna. Just took a while. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
So many Georgians know GPB for television or radio. And let's start with what that means in terms of the geographic size of and the scope of GPB. And there are 35 facilities, 29 broadcast towers, 22 station statewide network of radio, and 9 TV station statewide network. So tell us what we're looking at, because there's very little of Georgia that you don't see covered.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, with our most recent radio station down in Pelham, Georgia, it was our 22nd radio station, and it really locked in that corridor from Savannah into Georgia on I-16. So we literally have 100% coverage of the entire state of Georgia.
Anywhere you are in Georgia,
that's right,
you can hear GPB.
Yeah.
It's quite a reach. How does the network of stations actually work? Some people may not understand that.
Right, yeah. So they all work together as one entity. So the only separate radio station we have is actually the Atlanta radio station, 88.5. All the rest are simulcast together. So we have the opportunity to reach out to anyone in the state at any time, which is a great resource for Georgia.
So when you speak to Georgians, what do you tell them about what GPB is all about? How do you define GPB?
Yeah,
to Georgians?
Well, the first thing I say is that GPB is so much more than you think. You know, people come to us for television and radio, but at the end of the day, we're a community engagement engine. You know, we are working with students and teachers every day through the educational resources that we provide. We're critical to Georgia's emergency management. There's so much about GPB that people are surprised to learn.
Yeah, you said GPB sees itself first as a public service organization. What does that mean?
What it means is that the real mission of public media is to be here to support the people of Georgia, to bring them together, to create opportunities to connect them. And so I don't really look at us as a media company. I think that our first job is to make the lives of Georgians better and unite and uplift them.
And that's beyond broadcasting.
It is.
Either radio or TV, isn't it?
That's right. It goes far beyond that. Like I said, with our education products, you know, we're in every school in Georgia. We have more than 200,000 educational resources available at gpb.org. A lot of people think, I go to GPB to watch TV, but in reality, more people come to our website for our educational materials than anything else.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. A major portion of GPB's state funding supports education, and you work with all 184 school districts in 159 counties. And what does that partnership look like?
It's really deep and important for GPB to be in every school in Georgia. So we have community outreach specialists that go into those schools and teach teachers how to use what we have. You know, if you think about the time a teacher has during the day, literally they have maybe an hour of planning time. So we want to make things as easy as possible for them. So we can provide them anything from gaming technology, lots of games that teach kids lessons, or even all the way down to full courses in biology, physics, computer science.
We hear so much about teachers wanting professional development. GPB helps with that.
That's right. Yeah, we do that for free. More than 2,500 times last year, we were in schools with our outreach specialists providing that professional development.
Okay, so let's look at some more numbers. 14 million educators, students, and families use GPB's free content, which is aligned, of course, with the Georgia education standards, in last year alone. Mm-hmm. And GPB's education specialists provide Georgia teachers with 250 free annual professional learning sessions. So one popular program is Gosha Go. Mm-hmm. You know that. Mm-hmm. So here's a snippet of that show.
Welcome to the world of Gosha Go, where kids learn math and computer science skills through games, songs, and animated videos.
How do the schools actually use Gosha Go?
Right, so Gosha Go is a great example of the work that we've been doing over the last few years in gaming. So it's a game that teaches kids digital literacy skills, helps them better understand what it's like to learn in today's environment, and it's for kids 4 to 6 years old.
Yeah, and it's very popular.
Very popular.
I know it is. GPB provides educators with virtual field trips and you mentioned gaming tools. Now, talk about how popular those virtual field trips are.
Yeah, the most popular item on our website is always the Georgia History textbook. GPB maintains Georgia's official history textbook for all 8th grade students throughout the state. And as part of that, those virtual field trips are really important. So as a kid that grew up in rural Georgia, I know that it's difficult sometimes to get a field trip to another part of the state. Georgia's a big state. So you can go to gpb.org/education and anyone can look up those virtual field trips, and in a matter of minutes you can be at the Etowah Indian Mounds or Gray's Reef.
Yeah, it just transforms you somewhere.
Yep.
And a lot of people who are homeschooling their children use it.
Absolutely. We are not just a resource for teachers, we're for families as well. And we do hear that from a lot of homeschooled parents who say that it's a wonderful resource for them as well.
Yeah. So another function that people may not know about for GPB is that's how GPB is part of the Georgia Emergency Communications Network.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So when you think about those 32 towers and sites that we mentioned earlier, they're not only just to provide education and entertainment for people, they're also to be there in times when people need to get out of harm's way. So we oftentimes are able to be the emergency management system for Georgia in that way.
So when people hear those emergency alerts,
yep,
they may be coming from GPB.
That's right. Yeah. Or if it's just on your phone, you see it on TV or the radio, or if you get an Amber Alert on your phone, there's a very big chance that pinged off of a GPB tower somewhere in the
state. So let's talk about Hurricane Helene, because GPB was very important during that time when people lost power, when people lost cell service. Talk about that.
Yeah, so with Hurricane Helene, we had 25% of Georgia's cell towers were down. Meanwhile, GPB was only down for an hour or so until we could get an engineer there to switch on the emergency power so that we can continue serving the people who live in those areas. So for many people, we were the only place to go to find out where to get clean water or where to find shelter. And that's really such an important part of what we do in times of emergency.
You know, in my home, we have the crank radio.
Yes.
So you still may have a radio or mm-hmm. access to it, and GPB is able to provide help with that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Here's how many... It's something many people may not know. GPB serves as the pool feed mm-hmm. when the governor addresses the state in crisis. And so what does that mean operationally for GPB?
Well, it essentially means it's the role of GPB to get important information into the homes of the people who live in Georgia. So for us, we do serve as the pool feed, meaning that we're the primary filming organization there, and then we pass that on to other commercial media companies across the country, because ultimately we want you to hear the information. It's important that you hear it wherever you are, so we want to be on as many platforms as possible in that situation.
And when that happens, it's on GPB on the digital site, so you can find it anywhere, and also on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. You can always go to gpb.org and search those things out, and of course we keep them there for years, so they're always available.
Okay, let's talk about my personal favorite,
okay,
this show. You often say lawmakers covers government, not politics. So explain the difference for people who don't know.
Well, I think that lawmakers is the most perfect mission critical example of what we do here at GPB, because this is a wonderful space for lawmakers to provide insight from their own voice to the people who elect them. And they're able to talk about what happens during the day in a respectful and civil environment. And that's really the role of public broadcasting.
And lawmakers has been around for 56 years.
It's the longest running television show in Georgia,
it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's only been, 7 years for me, but 56 years.
Seven of the best.
So let's talk some other quick numbers. Mm-hmm. The state appropriation is about $13.2 million, just over a dollar per person, mm-hmm. and a small fraction of that overall state budget, 2%, I believe, is GPB's funding from the state. So talk about how would you describe that investment to people?
Yeah, so I always say GPB is a perfect public-private partnership. So the state of Georgia provides us generously that $13.2 million that helps us do all the things we've been talking about, educate Georgia's children, keep them safe, and the infrastructure. And then all of the media that you might come to GPB for, anything from Masterpiece to lawmakers, is paid for through individual donations from people all across the state. So in total, GPB is about a $41 million company. So I think we take that $13.2 million and leverage it quite well, and certainly more than match it for the entire operation.
Okay. So today was, as we said, GPB Day at the Capitol. At first, why have that?
Why not? I think it's wonderful to get into that space and help people better understand the other things that we do outside of just TV and radio. And it was great for that today.
And what do you hope legislators and the public better understand about GPB?
That we're here for them, that we want to provide this platform for them, and that we want to help them do their jobs. And we're here and committed to all of Georgia.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bert Wesley Huffman.
Thank you.
President and CEO of Georgia Public Broadcasting, for coming on GPB. Lawmakers, my favorite part of GPB. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That wraps up this episode of Lawmaker Spotlight. These conversations are part of the reporting you see on Lawmakers, our nightly show on GPB TV, covering the Georgia General Assembly. You can watch us weeknights for updates, interviews, and analysis from under the Gold Dome. I'm Donna Lowry. Thanks for being here.